Disc 1. Jottings from an Active Life by John Bowen. Chapter 1. Born in Aylesbury, Bucks, in 1940, I spent much of my childhood on Luxter's farm, surrounded by Buckinghamshire beech woods, and have loved drawing trees ever since. At the age of 10 and a half, I was given the opportunity to leave home in Stoke Poges and become a boarder at Magdalen College School, Oxford. I was attracted by the prospect of swimming and rowing on the River Charwell. There I met the artist Peter Greenham, who had taught English at Magdalen and was beginning a career as a successful portrait painter. And when I left school at 17, it was he who advised me to study art at my local High Wycombe School of Art. I travelled the 15 miles there and back by hitchhiking, as you could in those days. After 2 years of studying wood engraving, pottery, lithography, sculpture, drawing and painting, I was admitted to the Byam Shaw School of Drawing and Painting in London to focus on those two fine arts. The artist Bernard Dunstan was a big influence at this stage. I admired his intimate interiors and sunlit Italian landscapes and learned much by watching his demonstrations. This taught me the value of demonstrating in teaching art. Then, after 3 years, I was fortunate to gain one of those rare places available at the Royal Academy Schools, London, a total art school career of 8 years. Was it all worthwhile? Definitely. My work was exhibited at the Royal Academy, the Royal Society of Portrait Painters, and the Royal Scottish Academy, Edinburgh, in addition to other London Art Society shows. I had learned valuable skills and developed wide interests to shape the rest of my career. My work was purchased by individual collectors, the TUC and L.S. Lowry. At that time, my father died, and I married Diana, and needed a regular job, as do many artists. Both parents, Mary and David, were teachers, and I was familiar with the teaching environment, and launched myself into teaching art at a brand new secondary school nearby. GCE in Art was the first to be awarded to the new school, and my employer Bucks County paid for me to attend 2 long residential pottery courses during the summer vacations. This equipped me to go on to teach pottery, a long-held passion of mine, in addition to other art subjects. Turning my back on secondary education, I was appointed a lecturer in art at colleges of further education in Slough, then Langley, and later Poole, from which I retired as a senior lecturer for teaching excellence in 1997. The drawing skills developed at the Byam Shaw have served me well over the years. Bernard Dunstan's example encourages me to pick up a pencil or brush to demonstrate for students in the studio. I also drew portraits of students in public areas of the college at lunchtime, attracting audiences of students from different departments. This was to promote my growing art department, and the art department grew rapidly. These drawing skills have also been much in demand by art societies around Dorset and beyond, who have engaged me to demonstrate portraiture using oil pastels. I have also enjoyed travelling as far as Lyme Regis and Milford-on-Sea to give what I am told are both informative and entertaining critiques, according to those giving votes of thanks. Large audiences are given an intimate view of my portrait demonstrations using their TV camera, screen system and microphone, to which I add projected images of my own work to ensure everyone has something to watch and listen to. Sometime after my arrival in Poole, in the early 1980s, I was invited to become the president of the Historic Poole and East Dorset Art Society, PDAS. My predecessor was Doris Odlam, and other presidents included Sir Gerald Kelly, Henry Lamb, and Augustus John. I continue as president to this day. My contribution during that time has been to develop a more open approach to membership with the help of a sympathetic chairman, the late Peter Hardwick. Then to encourage mature students from college art courses to join and play an active part in this, their local art club. Together, we also had brainstorming sessions to envisage the future direction of the club. And for a period of some years, I enjoyed leading annual PDAS trips to European cities and guiding groups through the art galleries there. During retirement, I've been able to accept invitations to tutor painting holidays in spectacular locations such as Rajasthan, Turkey, Andalusia, and Morocco. In my own work, images of Corfe Castle, the River Frome, Wareham Forest, expanses of heathland, and the life model have all found their way into my portfolio. These, with sketchbooks from visits abroad, have been exhibited in Creech Grange Chapel as part of the biannual Dorset Art Weeks programme. I am grateful to Bill Edwards, who initiated these exhibitions, and who has been my companion throughout. What follows are long and short accounts of my experiences with individuals and groups as we reflect on paintings and sculpture, both modern and classical. There is also an account of my working practice as I draw and paint Corfe Castle. I trust you will find them interesting. Thank you for listening.